Copper Hill critic threatens Chronicle subscriber loss for speaking truth. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 15th September, 1915, page 8, column 5. From the Augusta Chronicle, Tuesday, September 14th, 1915. Testy call down from Copper Hill says Chronicle is going to lose subscribers for speaking truth. And it may be so, but at least it won't lose what is far more valuable to any right-minded public journal. But then, we long since got used to threats and never mind them at all when they come from a distance. The Chronicle is not the kind of newspaper that places expediency above principle. We don't believe we ever tried to perform a public duty in our life. That someone didn't rise up to threaten us, usually quite a number of them, either with loss of business, boycott, or threats of violence, sometimes all in one. The Chronicle's appeal to Georgians in behalf of Georgia, Slayton or Watson which, is no exception to the rule. Already the kind of people who don't like the kind of things the Chronicle stands for are beginning to make themselves heard. Some are making themselves felt. Here is a sample telegram from among some of the discordant notes received yesterday. Copper Hill, Tenager, September 13, 1915. 4:50 p.m. Augusta Chronicle, Augusta, Georgia. The Chronicle needs subscribers. It will need them worse when you get through explaining things for former Governor Slayton. Signed, J.O. Powell. We don't know who J.O. Powell is, though we do know what he is, but we shall take the trouble to answer him, because in doing so, we give our answer to all others who feel as he does. Let them hear it and remember it. Yes, the Chronicle does need subscribers. We can't recall the time when we didn't need them. Maybe, as this fellow Powell says, we will need them worse when we are through defending Georgia's honor and good name against the assaults of incendiaries and malcontents. But we don't need subscribers bad enough, and we have never needed them, and we are quite sure we will never need them so much that we will let such a consideration weigh with us one iota when it becomes a choice between losing subscribers and performing our duty as a public journal. There is much more to be lost than subscribers when a newspaper places its circulation department above its editorial department when it sacrifices its opinions and principles to expediency. While we are not so impractical as to fail to recognize the fact that a newspaper must have legitimate patronage in order to live, we are even more firmly fixed in the opinion that a newspaper without convictions which it dares to express does not deserve to live. As for our Copper Hill critic and all others like him, we would merely say, the Chronicle will manage to struggle along somehow, without his kind. But if he and others like him really endorse the work that Tom Watson is doing in Georgia, all the frightfully hurtful things that have transpired in this state within recent months, a proud old Commonwealth degraded and disgraced as never before in all her history, then he and they need the Chronicle. And now is the time for them to subscribe. The price by mail is only $6 per year, but rather than see such as they continue to live in darkness, we would be willing to do a little home missionary work of our own and send it to them at half price, just enough to cover the cost of postage. We hope to see our Copper Hill 10 circulation increase at least 100% at once, for Copper Hill needs the Chronicle. And here are a few more which came in later, who need the Chronicle too. South Carolina. Has 'em too. Bank of Parksville, Parksville, SC. Capital stock, $25,000. Parksville, SC. The Chronicle. Those W. Loyalists. Editor. Augusta, Georgia. Dear Sir, you will do me a favor by discontinuing my subscription to The Chronicle. My subscription is paid up until next spring, and I want to donate this amount to your defense of J.M. Slayton. You ask, Slayton or Watson, which? I'll take Watson and his Jeff in mine, hoping that your subscription list gets what it deserves. C.A. Parks, thinks we are insane too. Forsyth, Georgia. Dear Sir, so you would depose Tom Watson as the exponent of Georgia's patriotism and lead her back to reason. No one but a madman would say as you do. In effect, that Georgians are led by Tom Watson is true to Georgia. But in charity, I conclude you insane. T.B. Snell. Watson reflects Georgia's views. Smyrna, Georgia. Editor Loyalists. Well, I see you advertising the Frank case. When Tom Watson replies, if he does, he will find you an easy victim, dead easy. Tom Watson reflects rather than shapes the views of Georgians in this case. I am grieved to see you so wanting in patriotism. G.B. Snyder. Hopes Watson ignores us. Forsyth, Georgia. Dear Sir, noting your attack of Tom Watson would remind you that we Georgians don't have to defer to either of the Toms. But why you should lug Hoke Smith into your spat and cry out for help to Warren Candler and many ladies is passing strange. Are you scared? I hope Watson may ignore you. S. Kimball, Jews, Catholics, and Advances of Foreign Missions. Dear Sir, I trust Tom Watson may ignore your insults to nearly all Georgians. We are not led blindly by anyone. Do you seek the favor of Jews, Catholics, and advocates of foreign missions? While in controversy with Watson, do you ignore the rank and file allowing no intelligence? At VJC ADHR.